Revelation 3:20. Listen, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with them, and they will eat with me. Raida, kausa tu ena matini katumba, katuki tuki, kevakasa rongoda na domongo en dona tamata, kandolava na katumba, au na dhuruwa, kanavaka vitalanga vatike yao kokoa. Sa vakambula veiki nda vaki tiko veiki emni na vaka rongomai, ena yadhe ningoni turango chisu. Yadha nimbula, yadha nganga, yadha simbera vakandoni veisau. Na yadha ongo kwa sule tiko na dhengi nimbula, menda ruyandra maina matakango. Visureti tiko eni ena prokoramu vakotokai, I am not ashamed of the gospel. We also take this time to invite you to tune in now to our program, I am not ashamed of the gospel, for healing, breakthrough, and deliverance from your sickness and burdens of life.
Shabakambula kapagano tiko weekenda na turanga na marama dorbo nungo nilawa. En na bonu alibungo kalandi, en na matin tu New Zealandi. Sana itin ka ba, dapang akin na duyo lako may kina nando bonu alaman yobiti, kanda sa may pagkaitikutiko na bonu alibungo New Zealandi. Lako may pagkabuli, lako may pagkadakadaka, lako may pagkangito, lako may pagkangande, se kanda sa may ilo ni bonu tunday tu, en na bonu abinanggo. Au sa torti ko na ngono binanggo, mo weekenda pagkitugani, na yada talay, na yada nimbula, na yada Jesu Kristo na nonto turanga ena singa binanga ni kuwa venga rabitiko weekenda na New Methodist Christian Fellowship ena mataka ni singa nindai kena ibaka rawa na Planet FM ono na kaloka na ibaka rawai e programu binanga tiko weekenda seikuwa au sa singa ni mandu ataka na itukutu binanga I am not ashamed of the gospel kia baka njona baka tataro ni oti na baka itabi nga ingiri ngiri nga mai vital talanga si lemeki ilo laka 212-984-820 Kani marau mi kitu bingarabi weekenda ena mataka ni singa nindai done bunau e wakarauta kitu mai weekenda ena kiria sten e suwa me rauti kenda waka binaka ena mataka ni singa nindai turanga kene marama dhorobo kenu ngane lewa na iwali nilanga iburuburu ngo seikwaya na bose nikalu ngole ngaki na bose nikalu endi na bose nikalu ena lasu na tamata kedenga endi na nga na bose nikalu kaya weekenda na boltambu selani tamata mendo bose lasu Siluwi ni tamata, mendo wisau na nanuma. Sa kami bali turanga kini marama, ena bless tagi kenda na bose ni kalu, ena mataka ni singa nindai. Ena raki nimbula ni tabo tu, ni tao, na lubai wale, na pagaloloma. Nambili raki nambedi, nambula ni lenga, ke nambula ni rabunabua. Sa rauti kenda rubina nga, na bose ni kalu, ena mataka ni singa nindai.
Why? They were playing around with the Holy Spirit. That's why it's very dangerous when we talk about a person that rely on the Holy Spirit. Jesus himself said that all the sin under the sun can be forgiven. Remember that? Against the halotambu yamo vale wana kani halotambu asa se katunga nimboko. Na yado biko na mate paka lolo maike mate paka sauri na karoka na mate vile daiki. Muri We need to know that. Amen. So the prayers in tongue in them, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. That means the Holy Spirit is giving them the sound that they are saying.
Kenda sarangango na kenda sa ando lutu makaut. Ora saka na lutu arangai. Suara bosa tiko bakara dulu mi teboro.
Oh, you are really playing with fire. That's why I go back to the story when there was a laughing in the church at that time. And a lot of people talk about this laughing in the church. I remember I was addressing a team in Namaka. Please, if that kind of thing comes to our conversation, remember. They are worshiping Jesus. If anything happened to them, let us not talk about it or talk against it. Because we got no business. At that time, I was not even a taltala. I was just a lay preacher. But I believe all those understanding that I have must be from the Holy Spirit. Because it will be easy to speak against something that seems foolish. Eh? And the rosa ronda posta ka ndona ka e baka sinin like we don't do that in our church service. So if anybody do it, we laugh. All those people, they have a guitar and a ukulele and they were singing some choruses. Imagine if they sing this chorus. What a mighty God we serve. And we laugh at that. They are saying, what a mighty God we serve. Because we are very ignorant and sometimes we just don't want to learn. And sometimes full of self-righteous. And we don't want to listen or try to know if anything more than our small world. My small world. That's why we need to hear Bible study. Hear Bible study. Hear Bible study. Because when we hear Bible study, it enlarges our knowledge. Amen. There was two official from the government that we have a meeting yesterday. After our meeting yesterday, the senior one of them asked me, Tal, can you just talk about tithe? We were meeting in a very different issue altogether. And when I share the tithe, she said, Tal, I think you should share it to the government. You should share it to the people, to the Banua. And people that they believe their God, which is Jesus. Praise the Lord. You know, sometimes we really need to open our blockage. We really need to widen our areas of receiving. Termana kepada orang Redirna Hindu, orang Muslimani. Kumandu ni tolong mubagal lewa. Redirna ngan apa kalau non rambula? Redirna ngan na non rando yandar mataka. Redirna non rando yandar na modenya kabi. Redirna non rando songoni. Hindu na songoni mata bagam bau tandu Hindu. Sekarang ingkir rakena lali esinenga. Kento ya tolu serangan lali. Amen. And from there you can analyze what good in this that it can become mine. Amen. Kerobital nanti ko pati kendo na tal talangase ngeto noga ko na mboso ni na CEO ni ko na organization kito meeting na no to noga kerousota mai korobo makatuna endrena luboso ditu ndutu biko na ramulev CEO. Ketong ebas a lot itu mas asa kantong. Mungkin lu bosot tali lah asa kantong. We say that we worshiping this mighty God, but we are not doing anything. We are very reluctant to talk about God in our workplace. Okay, go to the mbose banua. We hardly ask somebody to preach, to share, to tolong ana masu mete ame. To sono songo. We just use God as a rubber stamp. Do you think God is happy? No. Epakah yang tak itu anak kalau membawa Ronika? Hallelujah! I tell you, when the Holy Spirit comes, number one, there's a sound. Number two, there's a light, there's a glory, there's a glow. Don't you share out? Don't you meet you? Don't you believe it? The sukanalot, the kauten iseroya. We took the glory of God and the glow of God, spiritually, physically, and mentally, and we become an example to the people outside the church. That's when Jesus said, when people see your good deeds, they will glorify the God that you serve. You want the Chinese to glorify Jesus? You want the Indian to glorify Jesus? You want other races to glorify Jesus? Then the Christian must live that life. Not filling up prison. Not filling up nightclubs. Not looking for dinner around Super City. When people see your good deeds, then they will glorify the God that you serve. Amen. I was sharing in the Mukilau, some of the elders that we sat together. You know, sometimes for us, when somebody talk or somebody speaks, we want to know which church he comes from. No, look at him. Amen. This is the time to look out. This is the time to look for the truth. Because when you know the truth will set you free. What sets you free? The truth. I was set free by the truth. Au logo mena matau wale ndau polotu. Au logo mena matau wale lotu wakali mandona seka tambu. Na lotu kanda kata 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 e neto umbula. Hemeni. Na ngono sama ikila kina nandina. Oh, hae undo ndo musule ngutaide. Hae undo ndo mupapitaiso. Hae undo ndo mukuongo, kuongo. E sini, I did not listen to a preacher to tell me. No, I just feel the Holy Spirit comes. And the Holy Spirit comes, it makes my eyes not only glow, a grow. Emeni. Kami kotoko sa mwiku sangai tamato toko ngori. Radio mandanga na tinemba kisaoti. Emeni. Onda utal nota katiko ni karin nanda kungu every Tuesday. Sen limbata e karin nanda kungu. E ana level ni ngune angona gina baka bitalia e tukina nungumbula. Au sangai mai teach taka tungo na angona, au teach taka tungo na batabako, au teach taka tungo omi kona lasa itumba, au teach taka tungo omu solitaith. I'm teaching now because I'm set free. Because I cannot give something I don't have. Now I can give because I know I have it. Praise the Lord. Turn to your neighbor and tell your neighbor, you need to be set free. Praise the Lord. Can we move on? Number four. Hallelujah. When the Holy Spirit comes, you will know the church that is guided by the Holy Spirit, powered by the Holy Spirit. Number one, the sound. Number two, the glow. Number three, the tongues. Number four, the boldness. The boldness. They will fear nobody. Peter, remember, they just crucified Jesus. Hallelujah. They just crucified Jesus about 2 months before that. Well, 50. When you talk about 50 days, it's about 2 months. So Jesus was taken up. Hallelujah. Matthew to Jesus. So you talking about not more than half a year. The very city that they crucified Jesus, the Church of Jesus Christ, was planted by a group of people that are full of boldness. They kill the leader, the follower. That means you don't have the boldness. Because Paul said, it's a joy for me to talk about the gospel. But for us, sambo struggle dinner. Okay, we announce on the television, we announce on the radio, there are 1,000 people needed to go to Iraq or to Syria. The United Nations is looking for some young people from Fiji to go and guard the border in the Golan Heights. Oh, I tell you, we want 1,000, 100,000 will appear. But if we ask the young people of Fiji, we want some people to go to Papua New Guinea or to go to Australia to go and preach the gospel or to go to the street of Lautoka. I tell you, if we need 100, maybe only one will turn up. Because we don't have boldness. Hallelujah. The boldness is speaking loud and speaking publicly about Jesus Christ. Nothing else about Jesus Christ. You are bold to be identified with Christ. See, you go to, when you finish with the Bible study today, go to the street of Suwa. People are bold. People are proud when they wear their uniform. Or they bring their change. After the work, BSP, they change. They don't want to carry the jacket of BSP or the Westpac. Respect. Hallelujah. Amen. And then during the Talgas, go no uniform. Okay. Sote. Amen. See? You command one mulla my kalo my ke. In fact, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Imagine that's the reason why the Lord spoke to me to introduce the logo. To test new Methodists whether you are bold enough to be identified amongst the crowd. Hallelujah. Some people say, if you really have the zeal for God and the ministry that you belong to, because it's only $2.50 if the tens you bring. Amen. So this is the logo of Westpac. Hallelujah. Ni another one of the position in Westpac. Home loan manager. Hallelujah. So standing here is a manager in the Westpac, one of a very good bank in Fiji today. Hallelujah. So he'll be proud of walking into the bank. They know Omandi Agori. Mboso. Because some people call him Mboso. We feel good when people call us Mboso. Amen. What about Taltala? We never call Taltala Mboso. Hallelujah. But when I mingle with people in the army, when I mingle in the people in the government, even with a high position, they call me sir. Why? Because they come from that background. They respect somebody above you. When I mingle with people in the village, hey, boleh minta atu? Hey, you come dengan cuman vale taran bitu. I mingle with the people, the ministers and the directors and the managers. Hallelujah. Kerana saya tak kenal dengan kapitan ni Boeing 747, Captain Das. Hey, Reverend, sir, how are you? I don't know, I should call you, sir. You are a captain. When I joined the Pacific, you are already a captain of a jumbo, the big bird. They call it the big bird. Kembali, cikgu minang sarang itu tengok. Amen. And he turned around and called me, sir. Amen. Amen. Ya, so tengah ke Indua, the will wali tu nganggur, because they don't understand at that level. Hallelujah. Kita uli bawa bawa dana noa, in a wawu, dana torbu mena korre tiku ika, tal tu ngandona pentiko, kue bunga me bango, oh, atu dia laku. Bunga me bango, tal kaya laku. Oh, kedibiko tal, kue kedibiko atu. Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. You need to change the way that you confess. Thank you for the uniform. Hallelujah. So the world want to put, you know, the reason for the uniforms is for the identity. So you are identified as such when you walk in town in the middle of people, that you are identified as such. Our uniform is not mainly the clothes that we wear. This is in just for the case of promotion and marketing. But our main uniform is our character. When people see us, ekatu weekend na FSO, do iya tigo na ibala bala sa kili kili, balita na itutun do sa kadi weekend. Kaya sa kadi bay taltala, alaba man da ibala bala bay taltala. Oso sa biwali, singambogi, sanga. Do iya tigo na ibala bala sa kili kili, balita na itutun do sa kadi weekend. Kaya kung kadi bibang kasi lotu, iya tigo na ibala bala sa kili kili pagkang kasi lotu. Whatever position in the church, whatever position in the society, then live the life equal in accordance to the position that you are called to occupy. Amen. So when the Holy Spirit comes, boldness. It was a bit difficult when I tried to teach the boys the boldness, because I know, hallelujah, I know what boldness when you come and speak in public. I'm talking about 2005, 2006. But for us to be consistent and to continue to persevere, then we need the people that have boldness. So nang ulas ibu nutuk asal mana bos ada. Nabi ruka ki lasu. Dulu aku ike. Nih ibu nubira India. Siapa yang balik ibu nubira kayak bici ni kundir baciku. Amen. Praise. You need that boldness to speak the truth, because the truth hurts. I believe the Holy Spirit gave me the boldness to speak against fundraising in the church. One wife, one husband in the church. And speak against drinking kava. I mean, you talk about kava, you are touching the heartbeat of tradition and culture. It requires a lot of boldness. Even though I have most of my friends, it does not take away my friendship. Hey, na nungu ibuna we sarbi ya lemu suka kini my friend. Sanga ni my friend tunga. Ibuna we lo mebu anakalu. It takes a boldness to speak something, and yet the people that they are doing it, you face and maintain your relationship. Si no no. Aundo take my hat off no or to na JW. Ebu na ona na dusia na tukani the non Christian. Aundo undoka na non ra boldness na JW. Erroni demuri vagatini, erroni songo viraka tumba, erroni robostaki. They are so bold to continue to knock. They don't do evangelism. They do visitation. Amen. Keto isanga sa tuna evangelism, sa tuna teaching, sa tu telenga na visiko. But we still don't have the boldness. You need that Holy Spirit to come to you. When you allow the Holy Spirit to come to you, then you can boldly say the things that you need to say, and God will increase your boldness. Amen. Amen. So na una, iko sinroni tuko na nanumuloto pero na wakam, pagkali ko paalo mabinakatagira. Amen. Then God will not use you powerfully because you cannot minister to the people around you. Hallelujah. Kerja juga talang sa tapo mo ba ito minsan tamo? Ena luto isile may natabadada ko nabuloa. Basta tapo ko impact ko ika. Isini mando ta kema lekrandambe ni ko susu may kani randambata o ko na wasi tisuti ko. They invite him already to speak on the women's meeting on Tuesday. Now they go one step ahead this Sunday. May buno na nono luto na tini. Hallelujah. Because somebody is bold enough to talk about Jesus. I tell you, when you are not ashamed of the gospel, remember, the gospel is the power of, you want the power of God? Talk about the gospel. Some people, they want to learn, which I'm not saying that it's bad. I'm not saying that disadvantage. No, no. What I'm saying, you can know a lot of things in the story of the Bible. But if you don't have the guts, the boldness to stand up to share, then what's the use of having all those things? Amen. And I believe if you have the little things of God and you can share it to the people around you, I believe God will set other platform. I believe the exposure of New Methodist from 2009 and 2010, 2011, I believe it was the bold step that we took. Amen. The bold step that we took back about 10 years ago, and it's becoming fruition today. Hallelujah. I was invited, I think 5 or 6 years ago, it was held at the Albert Park. The government, it was a government official. I was only invited to come and pray and end the service. It was an independent day. I think President Iloilo was there, the Prime Minister, the current was there. Hallelujah. When I was standing there, the Holy Spirit said, you have to tell them that you will share for 15 minutes or 20 minutes before you pray. And I was saying, Lord, I'm invited here. This is not a church service. This is a government official gathering. I'm telling you to stand up and tell them that you will share the word for 15 minutes to 20 minutes. I was standing there. Hallelujah. I believe it was Tiale, one major in the army was organizing all the meeting. And they are full of diplomats, diplomatic corps and NGOs in Fiji. The stadium, the old stadium that on this side, not the new one, was full of officials. And the conviction of the Holy Spirit was very strong to me. So at the time, okay, the last item of the night, we will invite the General Superintendent of New Methodist Christian Fellowship, Senior Pastor Atune Sabulono, to come and end our do with a prayer. I woke up, I took the mic, and I said, praise the Lord. Some people say hallelujah, some people say amen. I said, can you turn to your neighbor and tell your neighbor, you look wonderful today. So there was a commotion, laughter, like there was a breaking of the ice. Because everybody know, ndombegana masubaga kana masukwendo tali mangi mangi gome. Hallelujah. Kona kemuni sakana klo ni sa tiko melo malangi zeri zake. Okay, mami tiko irage. I think everybody was waiting for that prayer. And I believe that just go on with it, Taltala, and get off the stage. We want to go and have the cocktail party. I said, today, the Lord has placed in my heart to share a word of God for 15 minutes. Or maybe 20 minutes. Turn to your neighbor, tell your neighbor, it's 15 to 20 minutes. So everybody clap and everybody, you just feel that there's a receptive action from the stadium and also in the crowd. Boldness. Because I say yes to what he said, he opens the door. I talk for about 25 minutes or half an hour. When I came, the PM was waiting there. He was waiting for me. And nobody moved because he was waiting for me. Until he shakes my hand and I depart, then the movement start to happen on the stadium. Amen. Turn to your neighbor, tell your neighbor, the power of God is in the gospel. You want the power? Gospel. You want the power? Gospel. I tell you, okay, how can I get the gospel? Knock on doors. Just knock on doors. When you sit in the bus, kemenini bulu benaka, anto tukan ngu taro, eu maramani namu kailau, kemenini beka maramani bi, eu maramani nambombu do mai ni tasiri. Hoi, ni bulu benaka, ni ngul tuki bi. You are starting the conversation. Kemana ni ngalal ni sing tamu ko kita ulu tu tukan kira istan. Kemana ni ngalal tu nak kalau ko kini ngalal ngai ngul tu ani. Eh, sana tu na Church of the Wall. Ngono aku biologa ni kita ni, ngono tala aku biologa just kena. Entu kan aku taro. Kemudian sambo papiteso. Ati kamu sarangnya. Either papiteso or tithe. Controversial issue. You start there. You'll never go wrong. That is how you deal with the crowd. You talk on the controversial issues. Amen. And I tell you, when you start to do that, then the boldness, because the Bible cannot lie to us. Eh? The Bible says, I'm not ashamed of the gospel because it is the power of God. Salvation. You want the power of God, then the gospel must be on your lips all the time. Put it on your Facebook. Put it on Facebook. Bible verses. Put Facebook. Put something constructive there. Put John chapter 14 verse 6. I am the way, I am the truth. I tell you, when you're sharing the gospel, whether by the word of mouth, or whether by your text, or whether by your Facebook, I tell you, you are asking God of the power. Boldness. If anything that you ask today, I challenge you to ask speaking tongue. Kerewana kalau mai kon tau bosa, ena bosa dindu eso. Seko kerewana kalau nandau dau bonus. Lagu mai wana kalau nasi kena ni kuah. Ask God for that. Ask God for that. Lord, I want the boldness. Lord, place in my mouth a speaking tongue. I want to speak in tongue. I want to share your word. I want to talk about your power, your anointing, your miracle, signs and wonders. Speak it to God, my friend. Kabi kwa.
Sangue boca to weekend non den ding ding ka weekend re voltam boca sarongo da nungo bossa kada kapa ke nendo na ka satu matavuku satu to bate ke ndo satara non vale en andel ni batu e ke boca ndo sarongo da nungo bossa ka sinda kapa ke nendo na ka satu matalilia satu to bate ndo na tomat satara non vale en del ni nuku ni na tau na uda do ko nendo mbui na liwa na dangi na tamba ka na vale kwa ia en vale sakale una non vale. Sabi mbuli eni weekend the turangir marama dorbo kinu wanilewa. Ena munu olimu go New Zealandi. Na mosu nikalu enda sarungwada. Na numutiku nga. tuvo garo tu new Methodist Christian Fellowship na vingara binonda mula ena singa binaka ni kwa ngingiri ngiri ngaini ena namba sa tukuni oti tukon redake ena mataka ni singa ni dai wakalunga teki kenda na turanga ena singa binaka ni kwa amen.
We take this time to thank you for tuning in to I'm Not Ashamed of the Gospel program. Join us at the same time next week to be empowered and filled with the anointing of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Have a blessed week.